Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877 D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So I'm not going to lie. I like free stuff. I love getting stuff for free. You don't get a lot of things for free. You don't really get a lot of money for free. I mean, you might get money off a coupon. I'm not a big couponer. But it is really, really cool to get some money off. The Target card. I'll only go to Target if I have my Target credit card because it gives you extra 5% off. If I don't have a card, I'm not going to go because I don't want to spend 5% more than somebody else. I want to spend what everybody else is spending, or the least. So, I like discounts. I just do. You know, I work hard for my money, and I really don't like to, you know, pee it away to profit if I don't have to. But I really, really like walking through Sam's Club or walking through Costco, and then you get little goodies, and you get, like, free samples. And that's been gone for a while. I can understand why. Because of COVID and because people kind of stealing and hoarding and all that. And there's always somebody that takes the last one. By the time I get up to that lady or gentleman who's making it, it's always gone and then I have to wait. So I'm not very, very good at crowds and being the first one to snatch something up. I'm like, you could have it. You could have it. But apparently, sampling is back. Now, it's very interesting. They say food sampling converts browsers, people browsing around, into buyers at 20% higher rate than if customers weren't allowed to test. This is according to NPD Group, a market research firm. The conversion rate is even 30% higher when beauty products are sampled. So according to Marshall Cohen, NFD's chief industry analyst, they say sampling is critical. Impulse alone drives 25% of the retail business. Now, as we know, retail is going to have to be extremely creative because you still have a big portion of the population not wanting to go out in public. And so there's a lot of people out there that want to just kind of order online. And so I notice I have saved hundreds upon hundreds of dollars ordering online, because whereas I used to walk into a Walmart and go, oh, looks like I do need to, oh, you know, I need this, oh, I need this. I just go online, I go, okay, well, I need some towels, toilet paper, some juice, enter, and that's it. So online shopping, with the exception of some good pop-ups, which we're kind of already immune to, online shopping doesn't really allow for that binge buying or those impulse buys. So what will draw people in? Well, freebies and also boredom. So when the kids were younger and it was really hot and we didn't want to be home, but it was too hot to be anywhere, we'd take them into a Costco or Sam's Club and would walk around. And then there'd be some free goodies. And what would we do? Oh, you know, that yogurt does taste good. Mommy, I like that yogurt. Mommy, I like that yogurt. That's yummy. Can we get it? And now you buy it. So it's brilliant. It's brilliant. And, you know, I would think many people are like, nah, 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 you don't want to give product away for free. You lose. No, it always, free samples turns into something. How many times have you been to a bakery and you see a cookie and a little piece and, you know, you tell yourself, I'm not going to buy what I'm sampling, but it's free, so I'm going to take it. So you take it, you eat it. But then now you have sugar in you. So you're like, you know what? Yeah, that's a nice cookie, but I feel good now because I have sugar. You know what? Let me buy those cookies instead. So the free samples don't even have to sell the particular product. It just makes you want to buy something else. The beauty. I can't tell you how many times I got suckered into spending more money than I wanted to because somebody offered to do a little makeover. And I'm like, well, you know, I have a date tonight, so yeah, why not? And they make me look so good. I'm like, wait a second. I have to look this good all the time. What did you do? Well, we use this, we use this, we use this, and it has to be this brush, and we use this and this, and you see this cup, and don't forget this concealer. How much? $500. Oh, no. I just want... Really? You put $500 of makeup on me? Really? So, yeah, you know, it's a game, but I get it. These companies have to compete with Amazon. Now, when you do get samples, it's going to look a little different. At Costco, the workers are still going to be masked. They'll prepare the hot and cold samples by plexiglass counters, distribute it to members one at a time. I think Walmart and wholesale subdivision Sam's Club will only serve pre-sealed food samples. Sam's Club is limiting to sampling only on the weekend. Target said that staff food and beverage sampling has remained paused since March 2020, but will start allowing self-service sampling in individual wrapped items. And now with beauty. Beauty's tough. I had a problem with beauty sampling because they, actually a lot of makeup artists, I don't know how much they clean the brushes and the lipstick. And so even if they have a clean brush, when they're adding lipstick, they're touching something that another person's lips got touched. So I'm not a fan of that, so I usually say don't do the lipstick. But with beauty testing, it's going to be careful because, again, they have to be COVID-friendly. Target is going to resume beauty product sampling. Ulta Beauty is also going to figure out how to do makeup testers. Kohl's is not bringing up makeup or fragrance sampling. Oh, I love fragrance sampling. Right? You're off a trip on an airplane and you're like, I don't have time to take a shower until I get to the hotel, but you don't want to stink. So you go and you get a spray and then you smell good and then you go, yeah, hey, we've all done it. I love free samples. So, you know, I think it's great. But it is going to be very, very interesting to see what happens. Toys, for example. Toys, kids touch, play with the toys, and then they buy one from a box. So apparently toy retailer Camp is going to have individual wrapped craft kits in the store instead of letting kids dig around for art supplies. So you know how, like, the back to school, there were all these markers and pencils and all that, so you would dig in and grab? They're going to be boxed up and probably more expensive. All right, 1-877, Duff Sally, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, as expected, the Delta variant has now become the dominant strain in the United States. And it is apparently pretty pervasive in the Midwest, Missouri being one of the, I think, having 100% of their cases, the Delta variant. New York, high percentages, California, the South, the Southeast, Northwest seems to be still battling about 32 to 35% of the cases, but according to data released by the CDC, which relies upon genomic surveillance data reported through July 3rd, 51% of new COVID cases are estimated now to be caused by the Delta strain, up from 30.4% previously from the two-week period. So a lot of reasons could be for that. One is we're testing it more, right? You know, and two is this strain is I guess, known for being a little more tricky, more wily. So it's been a concern. Now, is the Delta variant a worrisome strain to those who are vaccinated? Israel does not believe that we're 100% as protected or as 95% protected as had been reported by original Pfizer data for the wild type. But it did still appear to keep people out of the hospital. There was one gentleman reportedly in the hospital as a result of I believe the Delta variant, and he had been vaccinated. But again, these cases are few and far between. Now, as this Delta variant is becoming more dominant, right, which states seem to be struggling when it comes to vaccination? Well, some states are doing pretty darn good. For example, Vermont. Vermont is about 85.6% vaccinated. I believe they've had at least one shot. California, at least 75% of people have had at least one shot. Connecticut, 79%. Hawaii, 83%. Massachusetts, 82%. These rates, I think, are fantastic. I'm surprised, especially since so many people did not want to, you know, don't want to get the flu shot. I was really amazed that we would have such a robust vaccination enthusiasm. Now, sadly, there are people and political analysts and government figures who are suggesting things that I think would violate our rights. And CNN political analyst is actually calling on coronavirus vaccines and vaccine passports to be made mandatory, citing a concern for the Delta variant, as well as an increase in cases amongst the unvaccinated. Now, in a Wednesday column, Zelizer argued that Republicans and Democrats, including President Biden, were focusing too much on individual rights than the good of the collective. That is so dangerous. Oh, my gosh. The good of the collective. As a doctor, we appreciate public health. We appreciate the good of the collective. But you start trampling individual rights for the good of the collective, you're not a republic anymore. You're not a democracy. And he declared that Americans should not view the vaccine as an optional inoculation. There are people out there that really want this mandatory. Republicans and Democrats. Some people are very quiet about it. They're like, you know, it'd be so nice if this was just done. Everybody get the vaccine so we can move on. I just don't see us moving on, though. And I think that that leads us to a very bad precedent. Because if, let's say, this was a virus that was tinkered with, let's say there was some human involvement in this or the outbreak, and there is some gain by a country or entity, and maybe not by the damage the virus could do, but maybe by the vaccine, then outbreaks and pandemics could keep coming, and the very predictable pattern of countries, okay, we're going to force this, the average human doesn't really want to be exposed to viruses and exposed to vaccines that often. Now, we're doing it because we don't trust what the heck this is. And I got a vaccine. I urge my family to get a vaccine because if this was tinkered with and this is something our natural immunity is not able to fight, we're going to need human-made weapons. But I just don't think it's a good idea to, after all the overreach we just saw, include that to force somebody to get a shot. He says it is time to impose vaccine mandates and passports. The COVID-19 vaccines continue to perform extraordinarily well, but the rate of infection is worsening in unvaccinated populations. The Delta variant is offering a sober reminder that the pandemic has faded in much of the country, but certainly not ended. He said both political parties have made the mistake of framing vaccines with the tradition of individualism. He says even President Joe Biden, who has demonstrated his comfort with the muscular role for government, keeps appealing to individuals to make the right and patriotic choice when it comes to receiving their jabs. So states now are enticing their citizens to get vaccinated. They're offering incentives, some offering $1 million cash prizes, lottery, free college tuition, free food, beer. I think in Washington State, they were doing a joint for a jab. Not sure how that helps public health. Apparently, there was one study with Ohio's Vax-a-Million lottery, and it found that the incentive did not correspond to an increase in vaccination rates. So Zelizer thinks the incentives are not enough. Easily accessible and attractive are important. He said nobody should face barriers towards receiving vaccines, but citizens must also not see this as optional. So, you know, the military is now weighing in on mandatory vaccines. Now, mind you, people in the military are already used to doing what they're told. They're already used to getting a slew of vaccines. So when I first heard this, I'm like, the military is not going to tolerate it. But on the flip side, if COVID is the biggest threat and they are dealing with countries and foreign entities that could be messing with the viruses, then it might be one of their best protective weapons. But the Defense Department's senior leaders have had preliminary discussions about making the COVID-19 vaccine mandatory for all U.S. troops once the vaccines receive full approval from the FDA. Now, people have asked, will the vaccines get FDA approval? With all the deaths reported and the myocarditis and pericarditis and blood clots with Johnson & Johnson, I believe so. The FDA will approve it if the percentages of these side effects are still very low. Now, you tell a parent or you tell somebody that, look, you know, even though there is this risk, it's so low. I mean, people think they're going to be the one in a million. Why do they think they're going to be a one in a million? Who's been promoting you could be that one in a million? Well, these lotteries say get vaccinated because you could be the one in a million to win the lottery. And then somebody goes, but I could be the one in a million to get a side effect. Oh, no, that won't be you. Kids, it's a one in a million chance of getting bad COVID. No, that won't be you. But there's a one in a million chance I could have that bad side effect. No. So, it's frustrating to me because I don't think we're getting all the transparency we need. And I think people are very willing to trample on people's rights. I mean, when I heard people say, you know, who cares if the restaurants have to close or some people lose their careers? It's for the greater good. Is that what happened in Nazi Germany? Who cares if the Jews and the gypsies and the homosexuals got sent to the concentration camps? At least our country was safe. I am sick and tired of hearing people be so quickly to throw their fellow comrade, their fellow citizens under the bus. And I just don't like where this is going. Zelizer went on to claim that collective obligations were always a part of what actually makes America great, and that vaccines needed to start being talked about through that lens. So I get it. World War II, there was rationing. There's not enough gasoline. If there's not enough sugar, if there's not enough bread, everybody's going to get their little ration cards, and I have them from World War II. It's really interesting. Not that they're mine, but I got them from somebody who was a collector. And they didn't use a lot of them. But, yeah, you used your stamp, you gave your stamp, and then you got your food, and you got your... And I get it. At times of a shortage, we all have to come together. And at times of a virus, I get... We all came together. But to force somebody to have something put into their body, that's a whole nother thing. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The death toll in the South Florida condo collapse is now 60. Miami-Dade's mayor saying the work at the site continues with speed and urgency despite switching to recovery mode. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis saying transitioning to a recovery operation was tough, but he promised that work will go on to identify every single person. A $4.5 billion settlement is being reached with Purdue Pharma concerning their alleged role in the opioid crisis. Massachusetts AG Maura Healey notes her office first pursued legal action against the Sackler family in 2015.
It was after hearing the cries of families across our state, people who lost sons and daughters and mothers and fathers to an opioid crisis, fueled by the greed of one family.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Tropical Storm Elsa brought lots of rain and wind to Florida, eventually making landfall in the northeast area of the state. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says the damage evaluation isn't as bad as originally thought.
In terms of any widespread damage, it came, there's some water, there's relatively modest wind, and then it moved through the state. And obviously, the further west it tracked, the less impacts that we saw here, which is something that we are obviously concerned about.
Officials are set to remove fencing around the U.S. Capitol.
Capitol Police will remove the remaining security fencing around the Capitol building starting on Friday. They say it could take 2 or 3 days to fully deconstruct, depending on the weather. Capitol Police say that the current threat environment and their department's ability to respond to those threats warrants removing the barriers. The building, however, is still closed to the public. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is a case that it made headlines, but I don't think we spoke about this on our show. But there was a pregnant woman who apparently is facing a felony charge because she refilled an opiate prescription while pregnant, and she failed to tell her doctor she was pregnant when she refilled her prescription. Kim Blalock had suffered from chronic back pain for years, was using a prescribed opiate to manage the pain. 8 months ago, Blalock gave birth to her sixth child at the North Alabama Medical Center. but a routine blood test on her newborn baby boy showed that he tested positive for opiates. She started using her pain medication about 6 weeks before she gave birth. For years, Blaylock had been prescribed pain medication to manage her chronic back pain. She stopped taking her prescription when she found out she was pregnant, but refilled it about 6 weeks before giving birth when the pain became unbearable. However, when refilling that prescription, she failed to tell her doctor she was pregnant. Now, I'm not sure how the doctor couldn't tell she was in her eighth month of pregnancy, but... So, Dana Sussman, one of her attorneys, said for there to be a felony charge because she failed to disclose a pregnancy for which she was not asked about is remarkably drastic and punitive in this situation. Her attorney says the doctor didn't ask Blaylock if she was pregnant. But Lauderdale County District Attorney Chris Connolly says it was her responsibility to let the doctor know. The DA is charging Blaylock with unlawful possession of a controlled substance by fraud for failing to tell her doctor she was pregnant when she refilled her prescription. Again, I'm not taking sides here, but all doctors are supposed to get a last menstrual period and ask if anybody's pregnant every single time they see them. So if you go, when was your last menstrual period, and it was 7 to 8 months ago, that would raise some red flags. Sussman says if this case was forwarded, she is convicted on this charge, any woman in Alabama could be charged or arrested with prescription fraud for failing to disclose a pregnancy when they are seeking medical care, even if they are not asked. So her attorney wants to fight that. Now, District Attorney Connolly says they are not trying to send her to jail. The goal is to address a chronic problem and help her get through it. The DA offered Blaylock a free trial diversion, known as a deferred prosecution. She'll be monitored and required to have random drug tests for at least a year. Afterwards, her charges would be dismissed. But Blaylock's attorney argues she doesn't have a drug problem. She said this supposes that her client has a drug problem. What we know is that she doesn't. She has a valid prescription for pain medicine to treat a condition that she has. Now, somebody getting a prescription is one thing. The baby testing positive is another. I know some people are thinking, why is the government even getting involved? She got a prescription. The baby tested positive. Whose job is it to protect the baby? Well, the mom. And if the mom isn't, then who else? Well, then it falls on the doctor. And all doctors ask a last menstrual period. They ask if they're pregnant. Now, doing telemedicine, I find it very, very frustrating that I can't do pregnancy tests in person, obviously. So people will ask for medications. And I go, I can't give you that if you're pregnant. And they go, but I'm not pregnant. When was your last period? I just had it. I can't prove that. There's no proof. I have to go with what they say. And to be honest, that's really all doctors have been able to do. You know, if somebody comes in going, no, you know, I just had my period, I'm good. If it's a medication at all that could affect the fetus, we run a pregnancy test. Just like with surgery. You could say, I'm not pregnant. They're going to do a pregnancy test on you. You won't even be rolled into the OR without that pregnancy test. So, you know, this is unfortunately an example of how, you know, the miscommunication with patients and doctors and using medication when pregnant when you're not supposed to. And I'm also interested in where was the OB? Most OB-GYNs will brief all their patients on what they can and cannot have. And most OB-GYNs will not prescribe narcotics. So my guess is this wasn't the OB doctor. This was her pain management doctor. And then how does somebody who, you know, unless she wasn't getting OB care. Now, speaking of narcotics and lawsuits, Massachusetts Attorney General has announced a $4.3 billion settlement with the Sackler family in their Purdue Pharma opioid lawsuit. Now, under terms of agreement, the Sackler family is going to be banned from any opioid business, had to give up their bankrupt company, and settle on $4.3 billion. Now, this was a three-year legal fight in terms of Purdue Pharma's role in the opioid crisis. Now, Massachusetts Attorney General Mara Healey filed a lawsuit in 2018, allegedly that Purdue Pharma, who manufactures OxyContin, the company executives lied about the addictive nature of its drugs. She alleged that the Connecticut-based company created the epidemic and profited from it through a web of illegal deceit. Now, in 2019, Purdue Pharma reached a settlement between $7 and $9 billion with 22 other states and more than 2,000 cities and counties. But Healey opposed that version of the settlement. She said the Sackler family, which owns Purdue, would not be contributing enough of their own fortune under the agreement. So apparently, the Sacklers are going to pay $4.3 billion, which appears less, including $90 million to Massachusetts. The agreement is $50 million more than what the family had previously agreed to contribute to the overall settlement. A bunch of states will also receive money, and they will use that money for their opiate crisis. So the Purdue's sought bankruptcy protection in 2019 to settle about 3,000 lawsuits it faced from state and local governments and other entities. They claim the company's continued marketing of its powerful painkiller contributed to the crisis that has been linked to over 500,000 deaths in over the last two decades. Now, I'm a little torn by this because I never prescribed OxyContin, but if anybody from Purdue said this isn't addictive, I'd be like, what the heck are you talking about? So I don't see any doctor who would have believed that. So I don't know who got duped. Now, if they said, look, this formulation is less addictive, then, I mean, if they have studies to show that, is that deceptive? Now, many people feel Purdue got what they deserved. Others are a little fearful of how other pharmaceutical companies are going to look at this. If much of the opiate crisis and deaths were because of illegal heroin and fentanyl, then, I mean, was Purdue the scapegoat? OxyContin is used by many cancer survivors and people trying to beat cancer and amputees. And it's I'm not a fan of the medication, but it is used for people who have chronic pain. And one thing I feared when these lawsuits started is how many pharmaceutical companies are going to be enthusiastic about researching another pain medicine. If at any time in the future they could be blamed for heroin and fentanyl deaths. Why did it go so far in the courts? Because they said that somebody who later used heroin might have first started as a gateway with OxyContin. Now, they might have also started with generic Lortab, but you can't sue a generic company. So hydrocodone, oxycodone, you can't sue those companies. So if anybody actually took a brand name, that company could get sued. So, you know, if they did false advertising and if they actually duped medical providers, the medical providers shouldn't have been duped. I don't see how that happened, but, you know, there's guilt there. But this could really turn into a mess in that if we don't have proper pain control, what pharmaceutical companies are going to jump in? 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702 702- 562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. I love camping. I love nature. I love the smell of the grass and the trees and seeing the birds and the frogs and all that. I think bears are beautiful. I'm not sure why we do the whole teddy bear thing. Bears aren't really cuddly. They could be really, really dangerous. But when you see a bear, they're like, oh, man, look at the bear and the little babies. And you want to cuddle the babies. And you're like, oh, no, you'll die. Sadly, a woman has been a victim of a fatal grizzly bear attack in western Montana. She's identified as 65-year-old Leah Davis Locan of Chico, California. The attack was within the confines of a small agricultural town of Ovando, and it's pretty scared a lot of people because all she was doing was asleep. Didn't mess with anybody's kids, nothing. On Wednesday, Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks expanded upon the horrifying details of the attack. They said the bear initially woke the campers up, but then ran away. The three campers removed food from their tents, secured it, and then went back to bed. But the bear was only deterred briefly. A few hours later, it returned, and then its image was captured by a surveillance camera less than a block away from the site. At some point during the night, the bear also got into a chicken coop in town, killing and eating several chickens. So about 3:30 a.m., two people in the tent adjacent to the victim were awakened by sounds of the attack. They exited the tent, sprayed the bear with bear spray, and then they haven't seen the bear since. The bear apparently pulled the victim from the tent during the fatal attack. So since Tuesday, Montana wildlife and law enforcement officials have been scouring the area trying to locate the bear responsible for the attack. They say at this point our best chance for catching the bear will be to covert traps set in the area near the chicken coop where the bear killed and ate several chickens. They said the area that we're dealing with in Ovando presents challenges both terrain-wise and for brush cover. There's frankly a lot of places the bear could hide. So a specialized search and rescue team with the private company 2Bear Air has been brought in to help with the search. Roselle said 2Bear Air is employing flare technology in an effort to find the grizzly. Forensic analysis collected at the attack site is also being utilized. So my guess is if they do find the bear, they're going to put it down. And it's just horrifying because, you know, when we're in nature, we learn, look, if you don't bug the beast won't bug you. And then, you know, you see these shark attacks, and then you see the, you know, and I just love nature, and I think humans should be able to be out there with nature, but I think maybe a lot of us, unfortunately, we since we're not in nature all the time, we aren't always expecting the bear, or we aren't always expecting something to happen. And so one of my friends was hiking, and he got up to pee. And as he was going to the bathroom, he saw two eyes, and it looked like a bear. And he was scared, and he didn't want to scream. I think you're supposed to scream to get the bear out of there, but sometimes you also don't move. And so we should talk about bear attacks. I need to review what you need to do when it comes to that. But he didn't have any bear spray on him because all he was doing was peeing. It turns out it wasn't a bear. It was another animal. I forget what animal he told me it was, but the animal went away, and he was like, man. So he was able to finish peeing and then go about his day. So pretty, pretty scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So hospitals are moving forward, pressing workers to get vaccinated against COVID-19 vaccines. And they are getting pushback. More than a dozen hospital systems have announced in recent months they are going to require the shots, including major hospital systems in Missouri and Michigan, states where less than half of the total population are fully vaccinated. St. Louis-based SSM Health said its workforce must have at least one dose by September 1, with an earlier deadline for leadership. So those in the suits, they have to have done it, I guess, by a certain date. Two other St. Louis area hospital systems also set deadlines for September and August. Detroit-based Henry Ford Health System gave employees until early September to comply. Now, some hospital executives say mandates signal confidence in vaccines and protect their workforce as new variants drive up hospitalizations, with employers in some cases willing to fire those who don't comply. Yet, this hospital sector is having a little bit of issue rehiring. The sector employs about 5 million, and we still have people hesitant of going in. And so if you have somebody hesitant of vaccinating, or they're hesitant of side effects, or what have you, it's not going to really attract people coming back to work. Dr. David Priest, an executive at Novant Health, said mandates could alienate workers. He said just because you work in healthcare doesn't mean you're immune to the cultural and political influence of the community where you live. Hospital employment hasn't rebounded to the pre-pandemic high in February 2020. But urgent care and other outpatient center hiring, including locations owned by hospitals, has surpassed the peak, according to analysis of federal data. So vaccine mandates, even from healthcare providers, remember I said that one study found that healthcare providers, about 10%, at least in the sector, is hesitant? You're having some healthcare workers bring on legal action, union pushback, public outcry. If you remember, Houston Methodist was taken to court. I think the staff that got fired are going to take it as high up as they can, where more than 100 employees sued the hospital system over its COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Federal judge sided with Houston Methodist, who then ended up terminating some employees. Thousands of workers at some hospitals remain unvaccinated as of June 25th numbers. This is according to the most recent data from the government. So some workers say they distrust public information about the vaccines. Others say they voluntarily got vaccinated but object to a mandate by an employer. So you do have pro-vaccine people against mandates. We just spoke about that. That, you know, just because somebody got a vaccine, you know, doesn't mean that they are liberal. And just because somebody is not getting a vaccine doesn't mean they're conservative. But the approach, like Joe Biden had suggested that the government goes door to door to educate people on the vaccine. That scares people. That scares people. Now, Becerra, Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra, tried to clarify his argument that it's absolutely the government's business. He said his comments were taken wildly out of context. He had said, to be clear, government has no database tracking who's vaccinated. We're encouraging people to step up to protect themselves, others by getting vaccinated. It's the best way to save lives and end this pandemic. Now, Biden had said, we need to go to community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oftentimes door to door, literally knocking on doors to get help to the remaining people protected from the virus. So that made people a little nervous. And then I think Becerra had said, apparently people were complaining. Representative Dan Crenshaw of Texas said, how about don't knock on my door? You're not my parents. You're the government. Make the vaccine available and let people be free to choose. Why is that concept so hard for the left? And Becerra said, perhaps we should point out what the federal government has spent trillions of dollars to try to keep Americans alive during this pandemic, he told CNN. He said, so it is absolutely the government's business. It is taxpayers' business, he said, if we have to continue to spend money to try to keep people from contracting COVID and helping reopen the economy. So, you know, this is, you know, we have flu pandemics, and 50% of the country does not want to get the flu shot. Does this mean if they go to mandates and if they go to the door-to-door, are they going to then, you know, demand that for flu shots? Are they going to demand that for people to lose weight? I mean, the American government is spending a lot of money on obesity-related issues. Planes, transportation, food. I mean, public health. There's so many issues of public health. What does the government have reach over? We're going to discuss this a lot in the coming months. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE. Don't go away.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.